所以说他他们现在是出了现在是对 So there's nothing So there's nothing There's nothing there That is not come from your karma Not view your karma That's not made labeled by your mind There's nothing there You see There's nothing there So that means, you see, something appearing to you, appearing to you, existing from its outside, outwardly existing. True existent. Then you go final, existing by its nature. Not made level. However, this, you see, total projection of your ignorance. So that's the truth. That's the reality, you see, truth. So you see, so this belief came from outside. So total belief this is there. So from there, the attachment, anger, order, all the negative emotions arises. Ignorance. You see, all the negative emotions arise, okay? Including ignorance, concept of true existence. But if you think, but if you look at it according to reality, reality of wisdom, not reality of ignorance, not the reality, not what ignorance believes, real, not that. But according to wisdom, see, correct understanding, correct view. So, see, as I mentioned before, view karma, then just now your mind imputed, meaning imputed. So see, you put this label, beautiful nose, so you see, then so you have this, so see, you have this view, okay? Then you see, you see that way, appear that way, you see that way, and then you see. When that happens, then this another one, you know, your mind, your ignorance, projected or decorated, or mental fabricated. You see this true reason, okay? So you see, so see, so especially the third one, especially the third one. Makes you see is totally false. Totally false. Hallucination. You see. So while you are aware of that, it's empty, you know? It doesn't exist at all there. So if you think it's impermanence, those In this teaching, the impermanence part, you see, what to do, like clouds, like lightning, and this is your impermanence. And then you see, mind is so peaceful. You know, your mind, heart, so peaceful. So, becomes so peaceful, tranquil. Find satisfaction. Great peace. You want you to that. Then no question about looking, you know, does everything come from your mind or, you know, as the different ways. Then last one, this big hallucination, you see, come from your mind. So the reality is empty. It is empty, okay? So no question about that. What great peace brings your mind. The mind is totally controlled, you see. So whatever externally happening around you, somebody criticizing, somebody praising, somebody what, you know, bad person, good person, whatever is happening around, your mind is in great peace. You see this way? It's empty. So you see all this, you see. Yeah, anyway, so another. It doesn't bother you. So that this, if we are able to keep our mind peace, controlled and peace, in a great peace is like this, undisturbed by delusion. Oh, then able to, then you are able to keep your vow. You're able to, if you have taken, if you have taken vows, you know, Padamasabha, Buddhasabha, Tantrabha, oh, then you are able to protect your vows with a great peace mind, you see, control mind, then able, you are able to keep your vows, you see, no harm, no harm from your negative thoughts, delusions, along with the, maintain your delusions, harm, break, degenerate your vows. Along with that, then external object, you see. It makes your delusion makes external objects, you see. After discriminating this and this and that, you know, putting those labels and then believe that's true, real, then you see, then being attached to that. Attached to that, and also ugly like that. Then the anger rises, and then the also ignorance rises. In different one, see. So anyway, this looking at it, you know, this independent, you know, true existence, ignorance rises. Then also, what is impermanent, looking at the permanent, you know. No, so the similar arises then. So see, then you see, so the poisonous mind, poisonous mind rises, and then you see, makes lose the vows, you know, the content. Oh, the contact with this CC object then makes loose vows, degenerate your break. So that the other one, it only, it doesn't allow mind is in peace, undisturbed, continuously, you know, free from these negative emotion thoughts. Able to, there's no obstacle for your vow. No obstacle, see, like that. Only supporting, no obstacle, see, like that. So concerning even protecting the vow, see, so able to keep pure, okay? So then from that, then you are able to achieve perfect, you know, meditation, samatha, kama abiding. You're able to exercise very easily, without taking much time. Then on the basis of that, then you see, achieve special insight, lakthong. You know, driving up the rapturous ecstasy of the body and mind. Extremely refined, rapturous ecstasy of the body and mind. By maintaining emptiness, analyzing, unified with the shamatha kama abiding. So then development that then causes to generate and wisdom directly perceive emptiness, which directly sees the defilements, you know, disturbed obscurations. That happens when you exercise rising path. As I mentioned before, the view of the change, jikta, the wrong view of the change, then locked out the change related against, then they locked out heresy, view of the nihilism, so they get seized. So anyway, the subtle certain defilements you see there, or the, they're removed by rice and powder, then part of meditation, so number of defilements there. Distinct obscuration. Including the seed of delusion, that, then that's what then you see achieve liberation of that on this mental afternoon. So I think I really think the mindfulness, the mindful principle is so important, I think. Otherwise, really, if you don't have that, just listen, just hear. And never practice, Never practice. Then you see, never make a java tovata. What is that? What the Buddha chapter? The patients never take medicine, but you carry a huge sack of medicine always. But you never take the medicine. So the person's sickness never get covered. Never make a java tovata. The verses, quotation. So that what has chanted there explained, so becomes like this. So you see, it doesn't help. So even your own, huge storage of medicine, you see, all the medicine you have in the house, huge storage of medicine, everything you have, but if you don't take, then your sickness never gets recovered. Then you die in that. Then you die in this big house with all the medicines. Well, that's all the medicine, you die in that. So the teaching, never good practice. Yeah, never good to really meditate. So just this. Can you imagine just this? To do 1 month, just for this. One week, 2 weeks, I mean, 3 weeks, or a month. Even that, just on this. Well, it's a great retreat. Just to be able to do this, It's a great retreat. What a benefit. What a great benefit you get to the mind. Incredible benefit you get. Incredible. Every day. Then 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, more great benefit. Your mind get more subdued. Unbelievable subdued. Then whatever problem comes, whatever problem comes in their life, it doesn't bother you. It came from your mind. So basic things came from your mind. Karma. The very first thing to think about, to remember. Even years to do that, to do on this. Wow. So profound. Unbelievable. Where we live our life, how we have been living our life, no matter how we live our life, how we've been living our life, with concept, totally think opposite. Total opposite belief. Totally think opposite we live life. Opposite from the reality. This is how we live our life. And say, total wrong belief. They believe what we're born with it. Believe from morning what that we live our life. From birth, from past life. What Dharma explained, you see, then we get intellectual, maybe the intellectual belief. But your only real belief is not that. Real beliefs are all the wrong ones. Your real belief, your life become the all the wrong ones. Totally, completely think the opposite than the reality. We live like this. So that's why a problem is coming. Why we have problem? Basically like that. Because of that. So basically a problem coming from this. You know, living life with a total wrong way of thinking, see. You know, total belief is then reality. So, you know, without dependent karma, everything is come from outside, you see. So the very basic thing, then, you know, never think of karma. You see, there's another verse, but I don't remember. So in the Abhidhamma Kosha, Jitinatho Leleche, the living beings, and you know, the moving ones, and the unmoving, the, you see, the place, you see, the world, the trees, and the earth, mountains, and the house, everything come from karma. Jitinatho Leleche, various world, then come from the karma, come from the mind. So, general world, and then this is from collective karma. Then there's from your own karma. You know, so anyway, so that is a very basic Buddhist view. That is a very basic Buddhist belief. You know. But according to the reality. Yeah. When you say believe, it looks like, or when you say believe, it looks like something's not true. Not that. It sounds like, but not that. It's the belief. Here I'm talking about the belief according to the reality. Of course, when you say some religious Buddhist belief, I mean, some religion, when it's religious religion, looks like it just made it up. Not true, but just made it up to believe, people to believe, you see. Not that. So, you see now, you understand. Now we understand what Buddhist fundamental the Buddhist philosophy practice, you know, the belief. You see, wow! You know, if you derive so much peace and happiness, you know, then the problems are controlled. The problems is meant to your mind, you know, realizing this mindfulness, all the problems stopped, you know. Oh, you see, which arises by believing, you know, everything comes from outside, okay? That comes from your mind. The many problems arise, okay? All this complete control stopped. So you see, blah, blah, blah. So the can you imagine the Buddhist belief, the philosophy, you know. Oh, time's gone. So I meant to start the light of the path from that meant this morning. didn't get started from the beginning, but anyway, it's within that. It is within that. I didn't get stuff from Jagar Ketu, you know, Indian language, probably, you know, understand, but this is what is contained there. You know, so anyway. And this is very basic Buddhist belief. You know? Practice, very basic. So, so I just now conclude the prayer. So then he said, look here. The four mudras of sealed view. Sealed, you know, view. So there's, you see. Well, this is also related. This is, you know, when you do this practice, that Tawakata Chakashi is the very basic philosophy. Yes. You see, you got to practice that. So looking at causes of phenomena, as I say, Dujetamja Metakpa, you know the first one? All the causes of phenomena. Duche Chasa causative phenomena. So I don't know how the people translate. Duce, causative phenomena. It's already done. Duce, not by the setting which is it. Tamjima, all the causative phenomena are metakpa, impermanent nature. So here I mentioned already, so from this teaching, you know, this teaching is a Buddha taught Dhamma, in the Dhammakara Sutra. You see, at the end, these verses come. These verses come. You know, this. So I don't know what is after this, but at the end, Dhammakara Sutra is there. From Buddha explained. Okay? So all the causes of phenomena are impermanent. So you see, the meditation, this meditation that comes here. Okay? Then, Saksya Tamsi Dungawa, all of the contaminated phenomena, Dungawa, natural suffering. And then this, you see, basically it means the aggregates. Basically, what it means is the aggregates. Basically, it refers to the aggregates, you see. There are all these aggregates, contaminated aggregates, subjects having delusion, natural suffering. Saksya Tamsi Dungawa. Then the phenomena, Chö Tamsi, Dongshi Dhammeba, all the phenomena are empty. No self. Empty has no self. So that means true existence. But of course, depending, which school. So that relates to each school, you see. School, the four schools of Buddhist philosophy. So you see, and then it relates to each school, you see, there about empty, no self, okay? Self-sufficient I, this self-sufficient self, so like that, refer to that or things like that. So it's easy to say, you know, they own point of view. See, now the Prasangika school, Madhyamika Prasangika school, you see, all the phenomena are empty, all the phenomena are empty, no self, we say, no true existence, okay? There's nothing, see, no phenomena, you see, no phenomena has true existence. The no phenomena is the real, what appears and what we believe real, okay? Doesn't have that, because all the phenomena, what they are, is existing in mere name, mere label by mind. So everything empty, okay, existing from the other side. So Chötam don't say dam ever. See, because I'm not the devil, right? So the nirvana, sorrowless state is peace. So this, that, the isolation, you see. Isolated from suffering, from some suffering. So the cause, common delusion, and the negative imprint of delusion. You see, isolated from that. So here when you do this meditation, this also comes there. So this very basic. Very basic Buddhist, you see. So this very basic Buddhist philosophy is Tawa Kataka Tsakeshi, the view. So. The view of the Buddhist philosophy, the mudra of four seals.